brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach, Lord and Savior, Master of all. Oh, I greet you because it's a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice, my brothers and sisters. Wait, I can do that voice. My brothers, my sisters. Can I get an amen? Yes, no. Rejoice. Hey, rejoice when they speak against you. Rejoice when they revile you for all kinds of things that you didn't do, but just for being you. Hey, it's just part and parcel of the walk. They're going to have a problem with you just because there is light and truth in you. They don't even know why they hate you, but they do. So, that's just the way it is. That's what we're marked for. So, but in those cases where they hate, where they chide, where they try to show you where they think you stand in relationship to their system, hey, look, yes, we are outside their system. We're kingdom people. We belong to the King of Kings. We belong to the one that rules and reigns the whole thing, not just this little system, which is their little lap around the track. We belong to the one of which it is written, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, which means there is nothing left over for them. So, you know, in this window of time where they do get their illusion, because they refuse to love the truth, God gives them over to a powerful delusion that they may believe the lie and so be damned. And so that's where they're at right now. And they have to be given this window of time and the illusion, the powerful illusion, that they're actually able to do what they do. They get a window of time where this happens. It's not long, but it is frustrating. It is painful because they inflict hurt and harm on others. They destroy the earth. They destroy the lives of others for profit. They work in conjunction with demonic spirits, fallen angels, that give them instruction, that speak to their minds and hearts to work evil. Those demonic spirits don't even allow them to sleep until they have worked evil, until they have caused others to fall, caused others to stumble, caused others' lives to be destroyed, homes to be wrecked, families to be hurt, young people's morality to be shattered, to be put asunder, to have broken down walls. Proverbs says that a man without self-control is like a city without walls. Basically, anything comes in and out of his life however it pleases. He's got no barrier, no protection at all. Whatever demon wants to jump in and out of his life can help himself, because there's nothing there. A man without self-control. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, thoughtfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. And where does that come from? It flows from a life connection with the Father, with the truth, with the living God. So when people turn away from Him and go the way of the world, which is also the way of flesh, which is also the way of self, which is also the way of love of the world and the things of the world, when they go that way, they turn their back on truth. They turn their back on light. They turn their back on life. And in the process of doing that, they are cut off from life and cut off from the source where the fruits of the Spirit grow. And so what you have right now is a very weak generation coming up. A very malleable generation coming up. a time of incredible knowledge, but very little wisdom and very little understanding. You know, when Solomon prayed and he asked God, he didn't ask him for knowledge, per se. He asked him for an understanding heart. See, understanding is what is the key to turning knowledge into wisdom. And only God can give that. You know, there's a blessing of God. Only God can give, you know, to young people out there with all these people thinking about getting married and all that stuff. Only God can give an understanding wife. That's a blessing from Him. All of these things, it's God that unlocks the mind and the heart and a person's ability to see what's really going on. I mean, we live in a time of incredible knowledge. What is available today in the realm of knowledge is unprecedented. If you want to know about something, you have access now in a way that the world has never known. But amidst that, wisdom is fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1. That's where the whole thing starts. And we live in a time where actually wisdom is in a shortage. While knowledge is increasing around the world at an exponential rate, wisdom is getting more and more scarce. Understanding is getting more and more scarce. I tell you what, how many people in this day and age understand what to do? They know a lot more, but they don't understand what to do in this time, in this day, in this age. They don't understand which way to go. They don't understand the directions that they need to go. They don't understand what it means to be a man. They don't understand what it means to be a woman. They don't understand what it means to fit into God's structure, into God's design, into God's way that He made and created life and the world and things to be. They don't understand what nutrition is. They don't understand how the body works. They don't understand what life was meant to be. They don't understand that which would bring them peace, that which bring them fulfillment, that which would bring them satisfaction in this life. They don't understand it. But they know a lot. Oh, gosh. And you know, actually, what's amazing about this time of increase of knowledge is that people can't cope. They can't cope with the breadth of knowledge they're being bombarded with. You know, I really don't watch TV very much these days. I watch a little bit, but not that much. It's amazing. There's hundreds of channels. And there's not much to watch. There's hundreds of channels. There's tons of radio stations. And then you go online and you go into... It's just overwhelming what's out there. And you know what's also funny about so much of that is the bulk of it is negative. The bulk of it is, you know, a reflection of the spirit that's behind it to create it. And so much of it is not healthy, not positive, not redeeming, not something that will edify your soul, build you up, help you to be a better you, help you to be a better what God made you to be, I should say. So... you know, life right now, you have to make some choices and some decisions about the person that you're going to be. about the life that you're going to have. If you let the world dictate terms to you, if you let the world set the parameters of what your life and what your frame of reference will be, you're going to be in trouble. If you let the world tell you this is as far as you will go, this is the extent of your experience, your life, the scope of what you can do and what you can be, the scope of what you can hope for. Look, do not allow others who have compromised to set the barriers and the perimeters of your life. And do not live within the expectations of those that have sold out. Because there's a lot of people that are out there, and based on the limitation of their own life, and they believe that they are the smartest thing that's ever lived, or they are the most successful thing that's ever lived, and so therefore they believe that surely no one could surpass anything that they've ever done. So therefore, whatever you might be thinking, sure, there's no way that's ever going to happen. Do not allow your lives to be lived within the compromise of others. Yeah, I remember, oh gosh, it was probably a decade ago. And Hillary Clinton, I remember some statement that she had made. They're talking about in the U.S., basically distributing condoms in schools. And Hillary Clinton's statement at the time was, well, they're going to do it anyway. Now, you know, just because that woman's got no self-control, and that's been her experience, doesn't mean that she can sell out an entire generation, and that she can say that about that which is to come. But that was her expectation. Why? Because it's based on her own limitation and her own personal experience. Well, never mind. I don't even need to go there. But alas, according to Book of Proverbs, that certain things won't ever be erased from the way that certain people will relate to those ones. Oh, you know, it's kind of funny, actually, just seeing how so close, but no cigar. So close, but they just didn't quite get to what they wanted to be or what they wanted to do. Just a little bit out of reach. A lot of the plans of the enemy, as much as they would want and try and anticipate certain things happening, certain things taking place, all of that, it's not going to happen the way they think it will. They're going to get their little window, their lap around the track, but even that is going to be within limitation. And it's not going to be what they think. And I know some of these worlders listen in occasionally, so I'm not going to give you any more than that, because God's not going to give you any more than that. You're going to figure it out when you get there. Oh, and there's so many surprises in store for you. Your hearts are going to melt inside of you when you see what this thing turns into. You are not going to get your Atlantis. You are not going to get your perfect little world. You are not going to put out the light and the truth. You are going to be allowed, worlders, to fill up your cup unto your own destruction. You are going to be allowed to go to the full measure so that you seal up for all eternity, even unto yourself, knowing that your eternal destiny is exactly what you deserve and exactly what you've chosen. Now, amidst this, for you and I, my brothers and my sisters in Christ, be strong. You're called to overcome. Be strong. You're called to walk in truth. Be strong because you were destined for this time, destined for this hour. And with all that you have gone through and all that you have experienced, hey, look back for a little bit. I know we don't need to necessarily reflect very often, and that's not the kind of people that we necessarily are, but just look back. Look at all that God has brought you through to this day, to this point where right now you are able to hear even this and think. Has He ever let you down? Has He ever not been there when you've called out to Him? When you've looked to Him, has He not answered you? Has He not carried you through difficult and trying and testing times and testing situations? Has He not been there for you in your darkest hour? Has He not built you up when you thought it was over? When you thought the whole thing was done, when you thought all of this was over and done and you couldn't stand up for another moment and you called out to Him in your darkest hour, was He not there? Did the light not shine in your soul during that time? That being the case, Him being faithful, Him always being there in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of your struggle, why do you doubt? Why are you afraid? Why are you perplexed? Surely, 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 you know He's going to carry you through. Such a short window of time. Such a short window of time that we have left to be here. And in this process, in this time, you understand the call. I know you do. I know you do. So, you know, it is all good. It really is. You know, I look at it all, even now, even at this moment in time, all that we've gone through. Thank God for it. Thank God that we have been through what we've been through. See it from His perspective. See it through His eyes. See it from the eyes of Jesus Christ. You're okay. You're okay. I'm okay. We're all right. So take a deep breath. Go outside, look at the sky. Thank Him. Thank Him for this day. This is the day that He has made. And you and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, just know, you guys know out there that you are loved. As brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, you are loved. You got a family out there that loves you, that cares about you. Keep all things in perspective. Trust Him. Trust Him. He is good and faithful to carry you through. So, hey, don't worry. Don't worry about anything. Serious. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you. So often He said that. It's like, listen to me, I tell you the truth. Pretty much what He's saying there. It's like, you can trust me on this when He says that. Go back and check those ones in the scripture. The promises that are with those are powerful. you got to go back and check them. And trust the promises that he's made, because they are true regardless of the situations that we face. Regardless of the context, regardless of the place, his word is true. All right, hey, so I love you guys. God bless you. We'll catch up with you again sometime soon. Drop us a mail. We always love to hear from you. All the mails that come in to faithmix@gmail.com, you know, those are open for the team. And so, you know, one of us will always try to get back to you when we get the opportunity. So far, we've been able to keep up with them. It takes a little while sometimes, but hey, we do read them. Somebody on the team reads them. So, God bless you. Drop us a line, and we'll catch up with you sometime soon. All right. Hey, talk to you later. Bye. We'll be right back.